Come plan your dream wedding all in one day at the 17th Annual Newport Bridal Show on March 3rd. Meet with more than 80 top wedding professionals at two of Newport's most romantic venues, Rose Cliff and Ocean Cliff Mansions. Visit NewportBridalShow.net to buy your ticket today.
Art to Reduce Mental Health Stigma, or ARMS, is a Rhode Island-based nonprofit that seeks to fight the stigma surrounding mental health together with artists and the community. And so the way in which we do this is that we host all sorts of different kinds of art events and art workshops in Rhode Island, both for people with mental illness to be empowered to share their stories through art, also for general community members, people who might have a stigma surrounding mental health or might be uneducated about mental health, to still come together in these community spaces through the common medium of art and have open, honest, and vulnerable conversations surrounding mental health.
So it's centered around art. Mm-hmm. Art displays, is this like a gallery event, or is it producing art, creating art, or?
So what we do is both.
Both, okay.
So our premise is that art brings people together. Mental health is often spoken about in very medical, unpersonal terms.
Right.
So we bring people together in community spaces to make art, all sorts of different kinds of art. So that ranges from poetry to visual art, to video making, to collaging. It's a whole different myriad of kind of art.
Okay, so it's a very broad tent.
Very broad, different kinds of art.
Yeah.
And we have all sorts of these art events to bring people together, both people with mental illness and people not with mental illness, through the common medium of art.
Okay.
To make the art, and then the next step of what we do is we take the art that's created in those events per permission with the artist, and we share them in some way. So if it's a poetry workshop, we'll have an open mic. If it's a visual art workshop, like a painting workshop, we'll put the art in a gallery. And what we believe happens from this process is that institutional change is being made by sharing it out in the public past the communities that are brought together in the actual workshop spaces themselves. And we find that art is a very powerful tool for engaging public who might not otherwise be engaging with the topic of mental health, and start to recognize that there is a stigma and start to understand the narratives that people are sharing.
How many events have you had, or how many have you had? When was the first one?
So our first event was this past September. We're a very new organization. And since then, we've had about 12 events.
Really?
That's good. And reached a projected 1,000 people.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And these are open to the public. It's not just
free,
the Brown community.
Open to the public, of course. We're specifically off college campuses because we find that college campuses already have a lot of resources, both for mental health and then also for anti-stigma organizations, and we find that we really want to engage with the community.
What was the inspiration for this? When did it start?
Yeah, so I myself have always struggled with mental illness. I have always struggled with depression, anxiety, and panic disorder.
Okay.
Since when?
Teenage years or even earlier?
For as long as I can remember.
Okay, so this has been part of your life for... Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. So you've lived with this?
Yes, I've lived with it, and I myself have faced a lot of stigma in my own life regarding my mental health. I wasn't sure how to talk about mental health. Mental health in my community seemed like it was something only to be talked about behind closed doors and hushed voices. When I came to Brown my freshman year, I lost two very close friends to suicide.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I wasn't sure how to talk about it and how to cope with both my own mental illness and the loss of two close friends to suicide. I wasn't really sure how to cope with it myself or how to talk about it in my community. And the only way that I found myself being able to do both was through my writing. I'm a poet. And so I started sharing my poetry in open community spaces like ASD20 or back home in similar open mic spaces. And what I found was that community members I had never met before were coming up to me and thanking me for talking about topics that they'd never really hear people talking about. They weren't sure what it was like to live with depression. They weren't sure what it was like to lose a friend to suicide. And I was able to have really honest conversations with people who were approaching me about it. And I also found that through that process, I myself was being empowered to take charge of my narrative, to lower my own stigma against mental health and start to get treatment, start to write through it, start to have really honest conversations with the people around me. And so I started to write a book that year.
What year was this? Your freshman year?
Freshman, sophomore year, okay. And I'm now a junior.
Okay.
And I wrote a book.
So 2 years ago?
Yes.
Roughly, okay.
I wrote a book called Hello, I'm Going Back to Bed, Good Morning.
Boy, that captures depression, doesn't it?
Yes.
Nice title.
Thank you. It's an unpublished manuscript, and It is an exploration between mental health, mental illness stigma, and literature. And so I was working on this project, and I was taking a class at Brown called Building Powerful Organizations for Social Change. And for that class, our assignment was to get coffee with everyone else in our class and talk about something that inspires us. So one day in late last February, I was in our school cafe drinking a cup of coffee with my classmate Nicole Spring. And I was telling her about all of this that I've just told you. I was telling her about working on my book. I was telling her about how I myself can only feel the ability to be honest about my mental health and what I've been through and what I want to go through my writing and through my art. And she echoed a similar narrative that she is only able to cope with her mental health narratives through her photography and podcasting. And so we got to talking that day over a cup of coffee about just the how powerful the ability of art is as a medium of both empowering people to share their narratives of mental health, but also for community members to then engage with it in a much more human way than maybe a classroom or a statistic or even a passing conversation. And so we decided to get to work on something that day. We weren't really sure what it is we were working on, but we wanted to further explore what Rhode Island had in terms of art and mental health. We knew that we didn't want to be art therapists. We are explicitly not an art therapy organization. None of us are doctors. So that day we set out and we just started having tons of meetings with everyone we knew, talking to them about how they use art as means of coping with their personal narratives, if they use art as a way of engaging with political issues or social issues. And we just started really like gleaning everything that we could from the people around us, and then meanwhile doing research into organizations that existed. And then we started having a bunch of test events around Rhode Island. So we had our biggest test event was called an interactive art gallery, where this was last March, and it was where people could come into the space already with prepared art to share about mental health, or they could come into the space and also make the art about their mental health or an expression of their mental illness. And what we found, we got extremely positive feedback, and we found community members asking us to have more events, and that they were telling us that they really did not have any other space that they knew of that they could go to both be empowered to share their stories through art, but also have meaningful conversations with those who might otherwise not understand them. And this was last March, and then in May, we became incorporated as a nonprofit in Rhode Island. And then in September, we were certified by the IRS as a 501c3 tax-exempt organization.
Wow, good work.
Thank you.